Las Vegas on the cheap. Doing the most for your money. Do it economically. Walking, looking experiences.
Welcome to this continuing series from Morgan Rees.
Tips on where to go, where to walk, where to eat.
Hi, I'm Morgan Rees, and welcome to our short program on how to do Las Vegas on the cheap. Over the years, Las Vegas used to be subsidized heavy by the gambling, and everything was super cheap. Hotel rooms to food, everything you can think of. However, regrettably, the whole model has changed. Las Vegas has lost a lot of gambling business due to the reservations and casinos off the United States, so now they have to actually rely on the money made from meals, hotels, so it's gotten a lot more expensive. So this little program is how to do Las Vegas as inexpensively as possible. One place to certainly visit is the Mirage.
The Mirage is a tropical oasis in the desert, but it's no Mirage. The Mirage has 3,044 rooms and is a themed resort and casino. The atrium at the hotel's entrance features a large number of palm trees, water features, and other rainforest floral. Volcano's soundtrack is complete with sounds of actual volcanoes erupting. It's been included to enhance the experience. It's also, you can feel the heat from the blast of heat coming up.
You won't believe your eyes. Let's check out the Venetian, where Italy comes to Las Vegas.
The Venetian Hotel Las Vegas is directly across the street from the Mirage Casino and Hotel. The hotel uses Venice, Italy as its design inspiration. The resort costs more than $1.5 billion. It was one of the most expensive resorts of its kind when it opened. The Venetian is a lavish Italian-themed casino resort. Transport yourself to Italy with a gondola line. The Venetian Hotel's indoor Grand Canal holds more than 273,000 gallons of water, while the outdoor canal holds more than 570,000 gallons. St. Mark's Square at the Grand Canal Shops is surrounded by restaurants and shops. Amenities include casinos, shopping mall, artificial canal with gondola rides, along with 10 outdoor pools and a spa.
Directly across the street from the Mirage is a Denny's on the second floor, one good way to get a big meal and save a few bucks.
Caesar's Palace is situated between the Bellagio and the Mirage. The 636,000 square foot shopping mall is known as the Forum. Caesar's Palace sought to create an opulent facility that gave guests a sense of life during the Roman Empire. Here's an example of animatronics with Augustus Caesar's near the front entrance.
His kingdom was destroyed by foolish pride. I once faced a decision which is our magic crystal, source of our strength.
Please keep in mind that this entire fire-driven production is taking place in an indoor mall. The hotel features architectural replicas of various Roman landmarks. The mall features a spiral escalator. Throughout the mall are other animated figures telling a story.
Let's all go to Paris.
Directly across the street from the Bellagio is the Paris Las Vegas Casino and Hotel. The hotel's theme is the city of Paris. It includes a half-scale 540-foot replica of the Eiffel Tower. A unique architectural aspect of the Paris is that the back legs of the Eiffel Tower actually come through the ceiling into the casino floor. Dine at the Paris Las Vegas many restaurants from inside to outside. Bellagio and Paris Hotel and Casino are 2 miles from the airport.
Here's an easy way to go to Italy. Let's check out the Bellagio and their incredible water show.
The crowds are entertained by the 8-acre lake with dancing water fountains. Daily, the network of pipes with more than 1,200 individual program nozzles are adjusted and fine-tuned.
Two hotels that are not in the close proximity of the Mirage and the Bellagio is New York, New York, and the Luxor, which are closer to the airport. So you might want to take a ride share over to that area. Another hotel with a theme is the Luxor. When you arrive in Las Vegas at the Vegas airport, it's a good chance if you look out the window, you'll see a gigantic black pyramid. That is the Luxor. The beauty of the Luxor is the whole thing is covered in Egyptian art, statues. It's a beautiful place. It's incredibly authentic. And the best of all, it's free.
When the Luxor Hotel and Casino opened, the pyramid, which cost $375 million to build, was the tallest building on the Strip, and it contained 2,526 rooms and a 100,000 square foot casino. Inside, the Egyptian theme was executed to extreme detail. The atrium is accented with statues of pharaohs, images of King Tut, and bazaars. The Luxor has its own museum. The hotel's pyramid is similar in size to the Red Pyramid and the Bent Pyramid in Egypt.
Another theme hotel in Las Vegas is New York, New York, a complete New York theme, and it's very detailed and a lot of fun. It's very close to the Luxor, so if you're down that way, just add that to your walking around, checking out Vegas, and it's free.
New York, New York Hotel and Casino uses its New York City influence of its name in several ways. Its architecture is meant to invoke the New York City skyline of the 40s era.
Thank you for the privilege of your time. This is Morgan Rees. I'll see you on the internet.
If you'd like to learn more about these important concepts or any other issues that we've covered on today's show, log on to www.morganrees.com. That's morganrees.com. Thanks for listening.